Petersburg last year hired a consultant to look into the bottom line at the assisted living facility, which opened its doors in 2004 and is an addition to the original elderly housing building at Mountain View Manor. In general, the report found all appropriate steps are being taken to control expenses and recommended no changes to operations or systems at assisted living. That report did raise some possibilities for bringing in more money. Assemblymember Jeff Mucci thought the proposed rent and service charge increases are a good step.
You know, I think a few of these items are some of the ideas that the group that we had kind of look at the Mountain View Manor and kind of give us some suggestions about making things a little bit more cost effective up there.
Last year's report noted that the manor was already boosting rates on a regular basis to keep up with inflation and cost increases. However, it actually recommended against additional rate hikes outside of that practice, noting that rates here were comparable with others in the state. Rates and charges were last adjusted in June of 2018. The proposed ordinance would boost rents $100 each year for 3 years starting next year. That would put rents at $1,400 a month by 2023. On top of that, the charge for basic care and three additional levels of care would go up $180. The proposed ordinance would also add a fourth level of care to Petersburg's pricing sheet. That's for patients who need the most help in their daily lives, and it was a possibility raised by the consultant last year. Manor Director Sheelan Bell called that additional category of service a logical step. She answered questions about the change from Mayor Mark Jensen.
Yeah, and it's something that's actually already happening. We're already providing that care. We're just not charging for it.
The tier four level.
Correct.
And so with that being said, we have the staff on hand. This wouldn't require more personnel?
No.
Okay. It's just to get us more in line with what other facilities charge around the state?
Yeah, to be charging for people who require total care. We're doing everything for them. They're basically not participating, and that's things that we've been doing and have not charged because we didn't have that level.
Bell estimated the rate increases could bring in around $55,000 a year more in additional revenue. That would cover a little over one-third of the $150,000 payment that the borough's tax-supported general fund has been paying to cover an operating loss at assisted living. The vote was unanimous to approve the ordinance in its first reading. It requires two more approvals before it takes effect on April 1st this year. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.